God is of wisdom. Oh, God is of wisdom. Here she comes, dancing in the wind. Michael Henderson on the guitars. Yeah. And me, I just wait around for Peter Rowan to show up. I wanna play a different instrument now and switch over and play a bluegrass number. I always like to play this instrument because I feel so wonderful playing an instrument that's from the 1920s out here in the technical 90s, you know? Something's just a piece of, well. Design. This is a mandola. Mandola is tuned different than the mandolin. The mandolin is the kind of little bit more puny, small kind of instrument. And this one is, this mandolin is tuned like this. You'll get a little ring on my voice. But the mandola is tuned. Speaking of tuning, I think I will. When I was a bluegrass boy working with Bill Monroe, we used to play the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night. Then we'd head up the rural highway about midnight, head up to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. And we rode in the bus that we called the Bluegrass Breakdown. And I remember the morning that the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name, and we were stranded on the highway in northern Kentucky watching the sunrise. And when you stand next to the father of bluegrass music at sunrise, you can hear what he calls the ancient tones. And I was sitting there listening real good, and Bill walked up and he said, "Pete, listen to it, but don't forget it." And he sang a melody, and we put some words to it. It's called The Walls of Time.